I think that's going to impact Black and Brown unhoused people far more than anyone else. So I do appreciate that you have stated some of that, but I think I've also, you know, I read the presentation. I saw some of the stuff about ending the 72-hour notice, ending the 90-day or instituting a 90-day stay limit. And some of these things I just think are not going to help people get back on their feet in the long term. A 90-day stay limit is simply not long enough for most people to get back on their feet. I was very lucky when I was unhoused that a family took me in and they didn't put any limits for how long I stayed there. And because they allowed me to live with them for 2 years, I was able to actually graduate college and now I get to be on city council. That is not the story for most people. And for the times that I had stayed with people where it was for a month at a time or something like that, that is not stable enough to actually save up money or to do anything to get back into long-term housing. So I have a lot of concerns about some of the limits that were laid out here and the cost. It just doesn't make sense to me why we would spend this much money on 24-hour shelters when we could be putting people into permanent housing.
And you know, you talked about the high cost of 24-hour congregate shelter. Not only is it high cost, it takes 12 to 36 months to build, and that's the short-sighted time. So even if we wanted to try and build our way out of this, it'd still take 12, 36 months, and that's just if we're setting up a safe rest village. If we're gonna build a four-walled facility, it's gonna take 5 to 10 years and cost $27 million if it's a 300-person unit. So you're right, those are difficult. Hence, that's why I brought forward this crisis approach where we know we have thousands of people on the street and we know many of them want to receive care tonight. Regarding stay limits, that's used around the nation. Those are best practices. All we're doing is using best practices, but we must build a trauma-informed system. If somebody is suffering from dementia or behavioral health, that stay limit is not going to apply because they shouldn't be in a 24-hour congregate shelter. We want to move you based on your vulnerability index all the way to permanent supportive housing.
That was an excerpt of a Wednesday work session at Portland City Council where Mayor Keith Wilson presented his blueprint for ending unsheltered homelessness. We also heard from some of the councilors in their questioning. For KBOO News In Depth, I'm Althea Billings.
You are listening to KBOO Portland, 90.7 FM, also heard at translator K220HR Hood River at 91.9 FM and translator K282BH in Philomath at 104.3 FM. And we're streaming at the top of our lungs.
KBOO Community Radio holds open meetings concerning the operations and programming of KBOO in accordance with requirements of the Communications Act of 1934 and certification requirements of the Corporation for Public Broadcasting. Information about KBOO Community Radio's open meeting policy is available at our website at kboo.fm. KBOO's Board of Directors meets on the fourth Monday of the month at 6 p.m. This month's meeting will be held at 20 Southeast 8th Avenue in Portland and online through a public video conference. A public link and phone number to attend the meeting virtually can be found on our website at kboo.fm. Please visit our website to verify if a meeting is being held.
The following program is a rebroadcast. Dates, times, and events mentioned in the following program have already occurred. Thank you for tuning in to KBOO Portland.
Good evening, everyone. This is DJ Yalors. You're listening to 90.7 FM KBOO. I am super excited to be here. It's going to be a wonderful night. I am going to give you the best mix I can get for this interesting time we're in. So sit back, relax, gonna have fun. It's pretty much gonna be all electronic because I need that upbeat in my life. Hope you have fun.
number one.
Number one.
tonight. That look in your eyes got me begging for more. Oh, I feel it tonight. There's something inside that I can't ignore. Oh, I feel it tonight. That look in your eyes got me begging for more.
Tonight there's something inside that I can't ignore. All I feel it tonight, that look in your eyes got me begging for more. Blood clot bulletproof vest.
Something inside that I can't ignore. Oh, I feel it tonight. That look in your eyes got me begging for more. Oh, I feel it tonight. There's something inside that I can't ignore. Oh, I feel it tonight. That look in your eyes got me begging for more.
Oh, I feel it tonight. There's something inside that I can't ignore. Oh, I feel it tonight. That look in your eyes got me begging for more. Blood clot bulletproof vest.
Dame un besito. Ey, 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 uno rico. Ey, 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 dame un besito. Ey, 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 uno rico. Ey, 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 dame un besito.
Dame un beso. Dame un beso, dame un beso, beso, besito. Dame un beso, dame un beso, dame un beso, beso bien rico. Ey, 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 ey,
dame un besito.
Ey, ey,
uno rico.
Ey, ey,
dame un besito.
Ey, ey,
uno rico.
Ey, ey,
dame un besito.
Ey, ey,
uno rico. Dame un besito.
Oye, dame uno. Uno chiquitito.
Dame un besito.
Ey. Oye. besito.
Ey, 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 ey.
I told that I'm in.